Your Country Wind 98.5. Good Tuesday evening. It is time for Homegrown. Cody Mack with you, and we have the North Country Flyers in the house joining us. What's going on, guys?
Hey, thanks, Cody.
Well, I'm glad to see you in here. You know, Scott, you and I have been talking for a while, trying to get you in here, and I think whenever we were trying to get you in here, that was whenever the big snowstorm hit and you didn't have power for a little while, trying to answer the phone in the truck.
8 days.
8 days. Ugh, so I'm sorry to hear that, but at least glad to finally get you in here and bring in the boys. And
oh, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, it's no problem. Love the music, and that's what we're here to talk about. That's what Homegrown's all about with our Michigan musicians. So let's talk a little bit about the music. Your website says everything from roots rock to contemporary country. That's a good little ways, isn't it?
It is. I think all of us have done our share of rock music and pretty much stuck to our roots, and that's country, I guess.
Well, and that's how it is now. I mean, you look at it, country is turning into more of what you're seeing in the 80s and 90s in rock.
Oh, you bet.
Well, let's talk about your songwriting, because that's, to me, that's a big thing. You know, you're pulling off a rock, you're pulling off country. Tell me what it's like for you to sit down and write a song.
Well, I think for myself, you know, you write about life's experiences. Most people do. Our songwriter now is Brian Cole, who put together our band. He handpicked everyone in the band that you see in the studio today. Unfortunately, he couldn't be with us this afternoon, but he's done all the writing on these tunes that we got our album out now and this new single that you're going to hear today. And I don't know where he gets all of his ideas, but he's got some great ones.
Oh, all the time. I don't know how he does it either, man.
So now, do y'all have any input on what he does, or does he just come to you and say, hey, we're playing this?
He just says, come here, we're playing this. Once in a while, we'll come up with an idea and he'll put it in there. But he writes with a lot of guys out of Nashville.
Okay, so he does a lot of this co-writes.
Oh, a lot of co-writes, yes.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with co-writes, because, you know, I see artists all the time where they can sit there and they have a spiral notebook full of ideas and they can go sit in one co-write session, knock out seven songs in an hour just because they needed the help to finish it.
Yeah, he does a lot of Skype co-writing.
Technology these days, I tell you.
Well, I was going to tell you, in the studio we have right now, we have Ronnie David over there. He plays our steel and guitar.
I love me a good steel
guitar.
He does
vocals. He also plays sax and keyboards. Tommy D over here on bass guitar with vocals, too. He does lead and background vocals. And then TJ, lead vocals, rhythm guitar, lead guitar, whatever we need him to do, he does.
And you didn't bring any roadies with you. That's the only bad thing.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, I've been a roadie before. I know how it is. All right, So let's talk a little bit about the album that you got here. So this is still pretty new.
Yeah, it's been about a year, maybe.
I think, yeah, it's been a year in the making. We started recording the vocal tracks about a year ago, and I think we just released it about 6 months ago.
Yeah, about 6 months ago released it, yeah. And One Good Ride, that was picked up by a major TV show. We don't know yet. They haven't told us, but they said it's going to be a feature song in a major TV show. So
I think I know what show you're talking about.
But you know, who knows? I don't know what it could
be. I think I know, too, but who knows?
We don't know.
So
we don't want to
know
say anything
until the
right
contracts
now.
Hit our hands.
Well, and I know that show, and they're great about going out and finding some people that aren't just in, you know, coming out of Music City. Yeah. They go out and they find everybody to play and perform, and that's fantastic that you still have TV shows going after guys like you doing the independent thing.
Yeah, well, Brian and Mark Oliveris and I think it's Megan Seville, I'm not too sure on that, but they wrote a song called Wrapped Up in Love, and Lori Morgan recorded that down in Nashville, and Megan recorded it, and Hallmark Channel picked it up last year in November and December, and they ran it 17 times.
Oh, wow, that's
fantastic.
And
the
fantastic
movie was called Snow Bride.
Very cool. That's fantastic. So even for some independent guys, I mean, you're getting out there, you're getting a lot of airplay and getting a lot of exposure with this, and that's fantastic for you guys, especially coming off an album, like you said, 6 months just being out.
Yep.
Now, let's talk about going into the studio. How was that? I mean, now, did you bring in any studio musicians, or was it all you guys?
Well, one in Nashville, mostly musicians, studio musicians, but the Blue Water Country, pretty much ourselves.
And we recorded that at Glenn Brown's studio in Lansing, who's internationally renowned producer.
He's worked with Kid Rock. He actually designed Kid Rock's studio, plus the engineer of Kid Rock.
And then, Eminem.
Tons of names.
Those are the rock ones.
He also bought the Muscle Shoals mixing board.
Oh, which we recorded on.
Now, that's got to make you feel good.
Oh, man.
It does. Anywhere from Johnny Paycheck and Eddie Rabbit to Kid Rock has recorded on that. Bob Seger.
Oh, so Leonard Skinner. Yes. Freebird, you know?
Yeah, Margaritaville was recorded on that board, so we are very privileged to be a part of that.
Hey, you know, sometimes those little pieces of equipment, man, they make all the difference in the world.
Big difference, yes.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and play the single. Tell me about the single. Tell me where this one came out.
Blue Water Country was written by Brian Cole, and it's a tribute to Michigan, Michigan bands, and the new genre that's being
labeled.
Labeled, right. Even
north
in Nashville, they're starting to pick up on the type or the way we play country music and rock and roll and the way we intertwine the two. And it definitely is its own genre. Blue Water Country is going to be something that's going to become huge, we believe. But it was written mostly about, you know, about our own genre and our roots here in Michigan. And we're proud to be a part of Michigan. And we're pure country all the way, or pure Michigan, rather, all the way, and pure country.
That's kind of why we got our name, North Country Flyers.
Well, there you go. Well, let's go ahead and hear it. It's Win 98.5 with the North Country Flyers.
We all love sweet home Alabama. God bless Texas and Nashville, Tennessee. So don't you get it wrong when you hear this song. Appreciate your hospitality.
Win 98.5 and Homegrown with the North Country Flyers. I told you guys I like that song.
Oh, thanks, man.
We appreciate that.
Well, you can get that song right now. It's not on the album, but you can still get the song right now.
iTunes has it, CD Baby.
CD Universe, I think there's
Pretty
Amazon.
Pretty much buy music online.
Absolutely.
You'll find it.
99 cents.
Hey, can't beat that. So tell me what you got coming up on the horizon. Going back in the studio anytime soon?
We are actually working on our second album right now. I'm going to be in the studio next week doing some vocal recording. And Cancun Honeymoon is one of the big ones. Don't Power Off Your Love's a good tune. And I believe Blue Water Country will be on that album as well.
Well, fantastic. Can't wait to hear some more new music from you. I mean, even though it's only been 6 months with this one, but I know how the studio time is. It takes a while to get everything mastered and mixed just right. So let's see you getting back in there and keep doing this, and so you can keep staying out on the road doing
stuff. We appreciate it, Cody. Thank you.
All right, well, let's go ahead and hear one live. What are you going to do for me?
We are going to play fourth song off our first album, Still Doing Fine.
All right, let's hear it. It's Homegrown on Wind 98.5 with the North Country Flyers. It's the North Country Flyers, Homegrown, and Win 98.5. Guys, tell me where you're going to be at so people can go see you.
Well, the 15th, we're going to be down in Pontiac at the Green Tavern. The 16th, on a Sunday, we're going to be at Twisted Pink. We're going to be with Stolen Horses, Center Stage. I think Bullwhip's going to be there, too.
I've had those guys in here. Those are some good guys.
That's the Twisted Bull, for those
Twisted
of you who don't
Bull.
Know.
All right. Well,
they call it the Twisted Pink. It's for the Sue G. Coleman Foundation, Cancer Foundation.
Fantastic. Raising some money with your talents there.
And in the summertime, we're going to be like out in New York and Indiana and Beaver Island. We're doing the Beaver Island Music Festival up there.
Little Sturgis.
Oh, Little Rally. Sturgis Bike. We're going to do the bike thing down there in Sturgis. So
fantastic. We're going to go find and get all your information at
NorthCountryFlyers.com, or you can go to our Facebook. I think it's NC Flyers.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight for Homegrown, and hope to have you back in here soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cody.
Thanks, Cody.
It's Homegrown on Win 98.5.